The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is energy healing. People who have found holistic healing techniques have added to the balance in their lives. Now you can find balance in your life too. Welcome to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Holistic healing is an integral part of life energy. Each program explores in detail a different part of the healing process with supplemental guidance from your host and other guests. Now here is Tracy Makarenko.
Good morning. This is your host, Tracy Makarenko. Welcome. When I became a healer, well, which I guess really was me just adapting a professional title, because when I really look back, I think I always helped others heal in some way. But many of us that are on this spiritual journey, whether you're a healer or just healing, assume that if we keep doing our work, a place of happy ever after will eventually find us. Life does get better. Difficulties become easier to deal with. Nothing seems so huge that we can't find answers to overcome it. But we are still living life, and we are here to learn lessons and awarenesses. For that reason, there will be struggles along the way we need to deal with. As we age, new issues present themselves. But this also happens as we evolve to a higher level of consciousness. Think of someone you know that hasn't changed a bit. They are still doing the same thing on that perpetual hamster wheel, dealing with the same issues. Very little transformation has taken place. Yet, when we grasp a new awareness or move through a difficult life lesson, change occurs. I am doing a healing on the internal digestive organs today, although it might seem like I'm a little off subject right now. For a treatment, you can call in to our toll-free number, 1-866-472-5795. I have strayed off subject because many of us wonder why we are experiencing bad things when we feel like we are doing lots of positive things to heal, to become whole, to make our life better. It isn't that bad things happen to us, but we have lessons to learn and new awarenesses to experience. We are a part of the cosmos. Any of you that are connected with me on Facebook will know that my oldest daughter was admitted to hospital last week. I was out of the country with my youngest daughter and needed to reorganize the logistics, never mind the emotional and mental components connected to my daughter's trauma. She is now out of the hospital and will recover completely with time. I would like to thank everyone who has been sending her healing and prayers. It's greatly appreciated. What was amazing to me, what really allowed me to see how much I've grown, was I never once said, or went back to that place, that dark place of, why is this happening to me? For one thing, it wasn't happening to me. It was happening to my daughter. Why her? was never questioned because everything I have realized at this point in my life is a part of the cosmos. An understanding eventually prevails in that bigger picture. What that bigger picture is for her will come with time. She will understand why the experience happened, and it will be her who gains an awareness and evolves from that experience. I am just here to support her during this period in her life. There are, of course, ripples outwards, which, of course, now you are a part of. That is for all of us to understand. Maybe take a look at your life and see if there are any areas where you are asking yourself, why me? Are they truly your issues, or are you taking on someone else's stuff? Are you getting stuck in the why me instead of finding the answers and moving forward? We are going to do work on the internal organs today, specifically the digestive organs, and you can call in at 1-866-472-5795. I've been doing a lot of work on my daughter over the last 10 days, realigning the energetic body with the physical body. She ended up getting second-degree burns on her face, her neck, and her chest. So you can imagine the trauma of being on fire. So when that type of trauma happens, the energetic body definitely disconnects from the physical body. So working to realign those two bodies back into one is very, very important for the healing process. When the two are not connected, dysfunction enters the body. When I work with the energetic body and realign the two, there is almost a clicking effect that I feel on that reconnection. When the two are in alignment, circulation improves. You notice a kind of lightness to that area. It feels normal. Healing starts happening. She looks amazingly well considering it's been 10 days. You can barely notice any burns on her face. She is still taking some pretty heavy painkillers and has been. And painkillers can cause a lot of havoc on the entire digestive system, never mind the entire body, really. I have been working on her daily, trying to make sure the medicine is moving through her body and not getting stuck along the way. If you've had anesthetic for surgery or an epidural, there's a chance it has caused problems to your digestive system or bowels. Stomachs that are prolapsed might not completely flush out the medicine, getting stuck in the lower point. This can also happen to parts of the intestines and bowels. If you have never done a cleanse, meds can stay in the liver, affecting how it eliminates waste products, slowing everything down. When this happens, the area where the meds or the anesthetic gets trapped can also go numb. When this happens, that area no longer works properly. The muscles, the tissues, and the circulation can stop working because of this numbing feeling. Also know that it sometimes takes a few years for the organs to start showing these symptoms, especially if you are younger when you had surgery or had to take meds for a longer period of time. So working the organs, as I am going to do today, can bring them back into balance. You can call in for a free treatment at 1-866-472-5795. 5795. So during this difficult period in my daughter's life, I've been in contact with a lot of friends. And one of my friends, her son recently had been in an accident, and they had to take out his spleen and a large portion of his pancreas. Now, the spleen helps filter blood, and for years, doctors have been taking the spleen out. They don't feel it's necessary. People can live without a spleen. The pancreas helps digest and absorb nutrients into the body. Emotionally, the pancreas and the spleen are connected as one. People with problems with pancreas or spleen find that their personality tends to be lacking in joy. There's something in their life that they're just not always happy about. Or it could be the world around them that they're unhappy about. They also tend to be extremely stressed, and little things can kind of set them off. Might also find that there is a feeling of deep sadness within. So although the organs do work in the physical body and have a purpose, they also can affect our mental and emotional health. With him losing such a large degree of his pancreas and his spleen, I thought I would start working on him this morning just to rebalance things. And even if you've had an organ removed from your body, energetically, we can still tap in and make sure that it's working properly. It's like that leg that gets cut off and people say they feel all the time. It's the same thing with the organs when they end up being removed. I've also seen confusion with the other organs around them, not understanding why that organ is no longer there. That might be a difficult concept for you to really wrap your mind around, that you can actually speak with the organs. They have a different, each has a different personality, and confusion and havoc can definitely take place within the body because the organs are either not communicating properly or don't understand completely what's going on. And that's why that body talk is important. You know, we talk to our body if we're going into surgery or if something is going to change. So I'm on his pancreas right now. And there's lots of inflammation in the pancreas. Can definitely feel that a portion of it is now missing. It almost feels like it's inflamed more to take up the space that it no longer takes up. But as I continue working on it, we'll get a better idea of what's really going on in the pancreas. When something like this happens, there's a long period of time to recover. So many different things have to change and realign in the body. And if we can help out a little bit, it really, really does make a huge difference. So I can feel the duct that attaches between the pancreas and goes, I think this one is going to the gallbladder, the duodenum is also connected. Again, if any of you would like me to work on you today, you can call in to 1-866-472-5795. So, can feel a lot of numbing. So traumas happen to the organ, the pancreas. And it's starting to release now. It's starting to soften. That tingling is coming out. And it's interesting because it feels like it's coming out in a very different way that would be natural. I haven't worked on a pancreas that has been affected like this before. So it's definitely interesting for me. The pancreas is kind of long and skinny, and it has what's called a head, which is the part I'm working on. The tail of the pancreas is missing in this young man. But when you put your hand on the pancreas, and I've mentioned before how there's movement in all the organs, they move like a pendulum. They go back and forth in their movement. And the pancreas is actually more like a wave. It goes up and down. And this pancreas, of course, is not complete, but energetically the movement can still be there for it to move in that wave, even though a part of it's missing. So I'm going to work on releasing the rest of this tension. Really does feel like tension now. It's not the numbing releasing anymore. It almost feels like it's affecting his neck. There's a lot of tension up the spine on the right side. The pancreas is located in your solar plex area, so between the ribs, where they open up into the lower part of the body. It sits in there, midline over more to the left side, and then the spleen is tucked under the ribs on the left side. So there. Now we got down to another level of numbing, tingling coming out of this organ. And this level feels more like it's affecting the face and the eye on the right side, or left side, sorry. Yeah, that's nice. So there are a lot of organs attached to it that are also being affected. When one organ stops working, all the other organs kind of stop working. It's like following a Congo line, and then the one person stops in front and everyone slams into each other. That's kind of how I see what happens to the organs when one organ doesn't work the way it's meant to. So it's twisting and unwinding and filling in that space quite nicely that was now open. So there's more area there than there was before. But now it's the pancreas energetically is really filling in that space. So that's really nice. So I'm going to finish up with this young man, and then we have a caller on the line that we will get to when I come back from break. Again, the number today is 1-866-472-5795.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines, Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to HealingPossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within. And you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guests, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at HealingPossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today, I am unwinding the digestive system. You can call in at 1-866-472-5795. Together we can find out what is going on in your digestive system, which includes the stomach, spleen, large and small intestines, liver, pancreas, and gallbladder. Most of these organs are connected to our solar plexus chakra, where we hold our emotions. Releasing our emotions can actually change the body's physical appearance. It can also greatly improve our mental state because of the connection to the brain, that whole body-mind connection. So I'm going to go to the phone. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Tracy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good this week, actually. So what's going on in your body?
Well, I just left a job yesterday that I, there was a lot of negativity, and I don't know if it's being stored in my body, but I don't know of anything physical wrong, but I know that it has to be stored in the body.
Yeah, it typically is. So lots of stress for you?
Yes.
Yeah. How does your digestive system work?
Perfectly.
Perfectly. Well, that's good. So right off the top here, I'm feeling stuff kind of in the lower belly, in small intestines. I always get kind of I don't know what the word is. When people say their digestive system's normal, sometimes it makes me wonder if they know what normal is. Because sometimes
okay,
we get
normal?
Used. I don't know, but sometimes we get used to things that our body does that we figure is normal, and it's not normal anymore. Not saying that's the case with you. I'm just throwing that out there so the rest of the listeners can kind of ponder that a little bit. Have you had any surgeries?
No.
Okay. You spent a lot of time in your mind deciding to leave this job?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's a real connection to your brain, like lots and lots of thinking. How long were you working there?
10 years.
Oh, wow, that's a long time. So when did this really start affecting you?
I should have left a long time ago.
Yeah. No, let it go. Because this is, I mean, it happens both ways. Sometimes the physical body is definitely a part of the ailment. Other times it's just our emotional body or our mental body that actually takes on the stresses. And I think it's affected you more mentally and emotionally, it seems. Sally?
Yes.
Yeah? Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What are you noticing anything in your body right now?
A lot of heat.
Where are you feeling the heat?
In my chest.
Okay. How's your breathing?
It feels okay.
Okay. So I want you really think about your feet, and I want you to do some deep breathing. Breathe in, and when you breathe out, try and breathe all the way down to your feet. We're just going to try and move some of that energy around in your body. And how is your upper back?
My upper back?
Yeah, like shoulder, not well, shoulder blades area, I guess, like above the bra line. Do you hold tension there?
I think I do. But I also exercise a lot, so I think I release it.
Let it go, okay. That's probably what's really kind of saved your intestines, too, is being able to release that tension physically through exercise. It's really important. So the intestines, they sit on top of the uterus, which sits on top of the bladder. And so you might not be having any effects right now, but over time, just so people out there know, that this actually can start affecting, you know, the uterus, our menstrual cycles, and the bladder, and you know, problems with incontinence and stuff like this, because everything starts falling downwards when it gets heavy with this much emotional trauma sitting in the small intestines. You're starting to cool off now?
Yes.
Are you still doing the breathing?
My feet are tingling.
Good. Good, good. Keep moving that. Things are really releasing quickly here for you. It's nice. I don't know if you're feeling any tingling in your abdomen or not.
Not noticeably.
Okay. So what you might also notice, and I don't know how sensitive you are, but the organs actually just released upwards, so your belly might feel like, lighter? I don't know what the word would be. More open, maybe. You might feel like you just sat a little taller. Any adjustments for you?
I'm not sure if I feel taller, but it does feel lighter.
Okay. Now I'm working up your back and kind of into that. It doesn't really go into your neck, but definitely up as far as T1 and across your shoulders. Feels like where the tension's been sitting from this. Do you feel a difference in your brain right now?
I don't feel as scared.
Good. So, do you have a new job you're going to?
No.
No, you just had enough?
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's very brave. That was probably a large amount of the emotional release you were feeling there.
Yes.
Yeah. So actually now it is kind of moving into up your neck and into the brain area. It wasn't really the organ I was thinking about today, but an organ's an organ. So we're in the cerebellum of your brain. And so the back of the head, the lower back of the head, and it's dropping down a little bit. So you might feel your face relaxing.
No, just felt that.
Your eyes feel maybe a little droopy, I'm not sure. The uterus and bladder all feel like they've popped up a little bit, just taking up that extra space that's been made. And your cerebellum is still unwinding. So maybe share with us what you're feeling in your body now.
Well, I feel much more relaxed and more lighter, and my feet are still tingling.
That's good.
And it's easier to breathe.
Great. Actually feels like it's affecting your mouth now. I feel a widening of the teeth and tongue.
I'm feeling a sensation in my cheekbones.
Oh, good.
Almost a tickling.
And now we've moved up into the upper portion of the brain. Is she going to take some time off?
I think I have to.
Time off is always a good thing. I never used to think it was. I'd always force the issue and try and, you know, get back to work or get back to this or get back to that. But it really is a little bit of a gift from God just to have that time off to regroup. Okay, so now you might feel heavier in your body.
I was going to say my right arm feels heavier.
Okay. Yeah. Everything in the crown chakra is just kind of coming down. It's like it's grounding you back into your body again. Because you're spending an awful lot of time in your head.
I don't know how to do otherwise.
Well, this is going to help you. So, okay. I mean, meditation is great. Do you do any meditation?
I do yoga. I do about an hour of yoga every day, and I try to meditate, and sometimes I'm successful, but usually I'm not.
Well, the part about meditation that's really important is us learning to ground every day. So in a meditation, when you sit there and you see that beam or whatever grounding cord, whatever you visualize, go down from the middle of your body out down to the center of the earth, that gives us the opportunity to really ground into our space. And then the energy comes up and then goes up into the universe. So you've become very centered with the cosmos. And even if you only get to 5 minutes meditation because that's all you can manage, doing that part of it really, really helps put you back where you need to be every day.
I think it will be easier now that I'm not filled with so much bad feelings.
No, that's great. Yeah, and you don't need those anymore. You're done with that job. And
yes.
So that just unwind out of your spine. So overall, how are you feeling now, Sally?
I feel pretty good.
Good.
I'm able to call you because I've been working, so this is a wonderful, wonderful thing for me.
Oh, great. There's benefits not to work.
There are.
So I want you to drink lots of water today, especially with brain stuff. It's really important to move all those toxins out of your head.
Okay.
And I wish you luck on this new part of your journey. It's exciting.
It is.
Well, thank you. And if you have a chance to drop me an email next week or so, let me know how things are going. That would be great.
I will. Thank you very much, Tracy.
Thank you, Sally.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we have a few minutes here before break, so I'm going to go to our next caller. It's Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. I feel so blessed to be in your queue.
I'm excited. I don't get to talk to a lot of Tracys.
And my mother's name is Sally, so it's really sweet.
Oh, my gosh. That's interesting coincidences.
And I already feel like I've been having healing just by being present with the last caller. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So we have a few minutes to break, and then I'll keep you on the line through break. But I'm just tapping into your body, and I'm going to ask you how your digestive system is going, but right now it feels like I'm tapping into lungs.
Thank you.
You're having problems with your lungs?
I thought you said love.
No, lungs. Well, no, lungs, love, it's all there.
I think my only problem that I'm aware of is holding my breath. I want to just be always breathing, and when I get excited or nervous, I hold my breath.
Okay, so when did you notice this?
I'm 52. It's been probably my whole life, so I've just been working on it a lot in the last few years to keep breathing and breathe deep into my whole body. Like you talked to Sally, down through her feet. I've been at least trying to breathe down through my root chakra. I'm going to use that imagery through my feet to keep it going.
And it'll help keep you grounded too, and hopefully take you out of your mind. I think a part of this holding your breath thing is from a trauma.
Right. I was held around my, yes, it's from a childhood molest.
Around the age of 7, 8?
Yeah, I've been trying to pin it down. It was either 5, 6, I think it was 5, but...
5?
In that range.
Okay. So, the trauma is showing up in your lungs, but it's still stuck in your brain. Is this the part that you've been kind of trying to work through lately? Have you realized the connection?
Well, yes, and I always think I've let it go. You know, work through it. I had a forgiveness piece of my molester about in the last month.
That's good. That's tough. It's good. Breathe. Tracy?
Yes.
Are you breathing?
Yes, but I'm crying too. I always think I have to, but I'm not.
Well, it's time to let all of this go. I mean, when these things happen, they happen on so many different levels. We can definitely tell it's in the physical level because it's in the lungs, mental because it's still stuck in your brain, emotional, we all can, you know, connect to that part of it. And of course, then we need to evolve into that spiritual forgiveness, right? So there's a lot of stuff going on that we have to actually do when we need to work through trauma. So I want you to stay on the line. I'm going to keep working on Tracy's lungs and releasing everything. And we will be back right after this break.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines? Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to HealingPossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guests, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at HealingPossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today I am here unwinding the organs. I have Tracy on the line with me. Tracy, maybe let's just tell the listeners what you're feeling in your body right now.
I'm feeling more relaxed, and I'm breathing easier, but I'm still having that tightness in the lungs around my probably heart chakra, really. Still feels a little bit banded. And that's been my big goal, to keep energy flowing up and down my body and not being stuck at the area where you mentioned my lung.
Yeah.
Even I wanted to focus on intestine also.
But the body always tells us what's most important. So, I mean, during break you mentioned that you've had a lot of different organs removed, and digestive problems are probably an issue for you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the body wants worked on right now.
Right. I see.
So we're talking about healing on all the different levels, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual levels, and during break, Sally, you know, you had a good cry.
Yes.
You weren't sure exactly where it came from. And sometimes we don't have to know where it came from. Even if we've been doing work forever and we don't know why all of a sudden we're crying, or we're walking down the street and all of a sudden we have a cry or need to have a cry. I mean, it's not always important about where these emotions are coming from, long as we allow them to move through us and out of us, then parts of the body can heal. So the lungs are connected to sadness. And so it might just be a sadness that's moving through you. I still have my hands in your lungs, but they're not nearly as bad as they were when we started. They're getting a lot lighter. Where I'm feeling the majority of the strain in your body now is actually in the thoracic part of your spine. So probably T5, 6, 7 seems to be the worst right now.
That's why I've been having a lot of discomfort for years. It feels like a spot is always in tightness, pain right behind my heart, and I've tried a million things to release it.
And again, kind of like Sally, it's connected to your head, you know, to those thoughts in your brain. It almost feels to me like the connection's so tight that your neck has become compressed. Your shoulders have gone up and your head has come down.
Well, and that's one of my surgery areas. I've had my thyroid removed for thyroid cancer, and it was into the muscle band. So a little bit of a muscle band on my right side was shaved away.
Okay. So we need to get the energy flowing up through your neck, because right now there's not that flow between the brain and the thoracic area of your chest.
I feel that you're there.
Do you work at keeping your shoulders away from your ears?
Yes, I do. I get the best teachers I can from the internet and from my community, and I did just take up a new hobby of poi, and so it's really working my shoulders, turning the balls. I don't know if you know what it is, but spinning poi, and it's been fun. A way to play with it.
Okay. So, I mean, that's good. You're doing what you need to do to get your to kind of lengthen that upper area of your body, which is really important right now. And where Sally really needed to get grounded, you need to lengthen up and open up your crown chakra to the universe. You need to start standing taller and releasing upwards. So again, meditation where you ground down and then open up is really important, so you can get that lengthening happening between the center of the earth and the cosmos running through your body.
Okay, I'd be glad to do that. I spent so much time there in the past. I've been really working hard on the grounding, but I'll cut a beautiful tree, root it down into the center of the earth, and then growing and reaching up through
For you, it's more about going upwards, up and out. Your grounding is a little too tight right now, so maybe you don't need quite so many roots at this point, trying to keep you in place. If you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Don't work so hard at grounding. Well, just allow yourself to, oh, there, just released in your back.
Yeah.
Did you feel anything?
Yes. Feels, I'm really happy to be grounding up or going, reaching the cosmos. I love that. Universal energy.
Yeah. Did you notice a change in your spine?
I am sitting taller and more comfortable.
And tell me how your brain feels now.
really, really good. I feel like I've been really open to that. I've watched Jill Bolte Taylor's TED Talk like over a dozen times, and just I love her energy and what she's brought to us, and just working that, being in my right hemisphere of my brain. I feel like I've always lived there, but I was making myself be in the left hemisphere. I want to be integrated more from my heart.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to find that the heart is going to open up a lot more now, too. So, Tracy, how's your breathing now?
A lot more relaxed. Still a little, my tightness is more in my belly now.
Yeah, I'm connecting onto your rib cage, one rib cage. I think it's the right side. Feels like it's twisted open, where the left side is very closed off. So I'm just going to adjust the rib cage, which, of course, should, you know, affect all the organs that sit in the sit above the diaphragm and then, of course, below the diaphragm, because the diaphragm feels like it's a bit twisted.
I had a lot of work around there. I had a liver, in 2001, a liver tumor removed that was non-cancerous, but it brought attention to my right kidney tumor that was cancer, so I had that removed and haven't had any recurrence of that at all. I'm really healthy now about, but from having things removed, I've had my whole reproductive organs removed.
You poor girl.
I feel better than I've ever felt with all those. My hormones are more balanced than they've ever been without all that.
Well, no, that's great. I mean, that's one thing. Definitely change takes place. And at least it sounds like you've had the support to continue healing past it, so that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rib cage again is connected more to the frontal lobe this time than the back of the head. So pressure in the forehead. And it feels like in your right shoulder blade. So this is going to help expand everything open side to side. We've expanded you top to bottom, but now we're going to expand things side to side.
Wonderful.
So maybe just we can update the listeners and tell them what you're feeling.
Feeling more and more comfortable in my body. I think I feel the flow of energy more up to down, like you said. And out would be good. There is kind of an out pressure from right to left. I've just been needing this. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you called in. You know, it's interesting for people to realize, even though we have an agenda for our healing, it doesn't always look like we want it to, which is exactly how life is as well. We have, you know,
right,
an agenda till we figure out that really there can't be an agenda.
Just whatever it is. Both my grandmother and my mother have had intestinal issues in massive form and had to have surgical removal. Even though it wasn't cancer, it was dramatic and serious. And so I've been paying attention to my eating, and this last year I changed my eating style to vegan, except I live in Alaska and we have this beautiful resource. It's so beautiful here, and we fish, so I do eat fresh-caught wild salmon and
clams,
but except for that, no other animals. Just for about a year, and it's really changing how I feel.
Well, that's great. Well, the ribcage just released, so I hope this is really going to help you a lot. Remember to drink lots and lots of water today, please, and everybody out there listening as well, because you've probably received a little bit of a treatment.
Yes, I'm breathing better out the back of my lungs now.
Oh, great. And if you don't mind, send me an email next week and let me know how the rest of you is feeling. That would be wonderful.
Okay, I'll be glad to. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tracy.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye. So next week, I have Norma Cowie joining me. She'll be talking to us about spiritual prosperity of wealth and how to apply the laws of wealth, laws to wealth, and the enjoyment of what we want to create in our lives. If you feel you'd like to work with me, I do offer workshops as well as long-distance healing treatments via Skype, both of which can be found on my website at www.healingpossibilities.com. If you look under products, you will also find 7 hours of audio healing, which comes directly from my 2-day workshop called Learn the Basics. Each recorded hour is jam-packed with a variety of information regarding each one of the chakras. I offer personal examples to assist you to a deeper understanding of your ailments and dysfunctions. It also includes information on the organs, Chinese meridians, and there's a variety of tools, including breathing exercises and guided meditations. You will find a variety of workshops, products, and services on my website, along with the opportunity to join my biweekly newsletter, or you can connect with me through Twitter and Facebook. Also, I just posted my new angel card reading, so you can find that on YouTube, and if you subscribe, you will be instantly notified when the next one comes available. So I'd like to thank all of you today for joining me. Knowledge is healing, and that process of enlightenment continues daily for all of us. With awareness, our path will be revealed, sending you love and light, and may your journey be full of grace and ease.
Thank you again for listening this week. Please be sure to join Tracy Makarenko for Healing Possibilities every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a balanced week, and we'll talk again on the next show.